online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at One, Nicola Everett.
The DUP has signed a deal with the Conservatives to support Theresa May's minority Conservative government.
Today we have reached an outcome that is good for the United Kingdom, good for Northern Ireland, and allows our nation to move forward to tackle the challenges ahead.
Democratic Unionist leader Arlene Foster there speaking outside Downing Street. Around £1.5 billion of extra spending for Northern Ireland has been agreed in exchange for support from its 10 MPs on key votes in the Commons. Labour MP Caroline Flint says people in the rest of the UK will be very interested in the detail.
Clearly, you know, the DUP were arguing for more resources for their constituents throughout Northern Ireland. That's what they've got. It will raise questions about resources in the rest of the UK and what more can be expected from the government.
KMFM News.
Police want to hear from witnesses after a teenager was stabbed in the chest in Kings Hill. He was flown to hospital after the fight broke out at a tennis courts near Gibson Drive yesterday afternoon. The government insists it can cope with the scale of the fire safety issues, which are now affecting dozens of high-rise blocks. Cladding similar to the type which ignited in the Grenfell Tower disaster has been discovered at 60 buildings in England. Meantime, more than 150 buildings here in Kent that are covered in cladding are going to be tested following the tragedy. Kent County Council leader Paul Carter has told a cabinet meeting urgent action needs to be taken.
The vast majority of those buildings that have been tested must have been compliant to building regulations. Therefore, let's find where there's a certification of products that are now clearly failing those tests. We identify what they are and do something about it fast.
This is KMFM.
Two men have been charged by police investigating assaults at separate addresses in Sheerness. One man was taken to hospital with serious injuries after emergency crews were called to Alexandra Road yesterday morning. A 32-year-old from the town and 34-year-old from Swanscombe are due in court later, accused of various offences, including wounding with intent and criminal damage. As Brexit negotiations continue, a campaign's getting underway to recognise the importance of Kent's ports. It's all about highlighting how much they contribute to the economy. There are 18 ports here in the county, including Chatham, Sheerness and, of course, Dover. Nick Harvey from Seafarers UK says we really rely on them.
That's always been the case since the start of global trade. But most people think that a significant proportion of what we import comes by air. Now, that's quite frankly not the case. 95% of everything we import comes by ship. And that figure is only set to grow.
Police have released a picture of a man they're hunting after a woman was pushed into a river in Dover. The victim, who's in her 20s, had been on a footpath along the Dower when it happened last weekend. The suspect ran off towards Limes Road. We've tweeted the image via at KMFM News. More than £25,000 worth of drugs have been seized after being thrown over a wall into a Kent prison. They were inside a holdall that was dropped into the grounds of Rochester Jail while inmates were out of their cells. The bag also contained a number of mobile phones and SIM cards and was recovered by officers. KMFM's been told there's been a big rise in the number of people setting up creative businesses in Thanet. According to a new report, there's been an 84% growth in the industry over the last 4 years, and most of them are based in Margate and Cliftonville. More than half of those who've moved to the area have relocated from London. Dan Richards runs an animation studio in Margate and says there's a good reason for that.
London keeps getting more expensive, and I think it's driving more and more of the talent out there, and I think we're very welcoming here in Margate, and, you know, I hope that the talent keeps coming and we keep being creative and the community stays as strong as it currently is.
And Harry Potter is officially 20 years old today. The Philosopher's Stone, the first book in the series, was published on this day in 1997. It's gone on to sell 450 million copies worldwide.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with news on a new signing for Kent and a possible departure for Gillingham, here's Lucy.
Well, starting with cricket, a New Zealand all-rounder Jimmy Neesham has joined the county for their T20 Blast campaign. The Spitfires will start the competition against Essex on the 9th of July. In the meantime, they've travelled to Nottinghamshire for their first ever day-night county championship game. Play gets underway at 2. Staying with cricket, and Kent's Sam Billings has enjoyed T20 success with England. They beat South Africa at Cardiff to take the series 2-1. And in football, it looks like Bradley Dack could be leaving Gillingham. The midfielder's being linked with a move to fellow League One side Blackburn Rovers in a deal thought to be worth £500,000.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.